Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Eric Griffin Part 2 interview. I met Eric just through video games and through my brother. We played FIFA together, Destiny. Now we play Destiny 2 together. We play a new game mode called Gambit. My favorite part of his interview is when we talked about his new Showtime comedy special, like how he prepared for it, as well as like nerd talk, just talking about gaming and the future of gaming. It's always enjoyable having him come through. He's a very funny dude, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome comedian Eric Griffin, Part 2.
Yeah. You know, why do you always have to come in like a serial killer? You know, I feel like this is like a scene from Silence of the Lambs that they cut out.
Oh, man.
That's how he would have came in and say, he puts the lotion on his body, you know. That's all that was left from there right there. But it's good to be back, Steve. And I like what you've done with the place.
Really, I can tell that there's
this
a...
This is a bad idea. I should have done this. This was a horrible idea.
Can we get a shot of the... Can we get a shot of the frying pan? So he makes music and pancakes right next to
him. All right, well, this is going to be a short one. I swear to God.
No, I got
to
tell you. No, I got to tell you.
Take it easy on me, man. Right. We just started,
Let me. I'm going to tell you right now. I got to tell you something right now. I've been on a lot of podcasts, all right? Especially when I was promoting my special. I was on Rogan. I was on Adam Carolla. I was on a lot of specials, you know, Fighter and the Kid, podcasts. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, man, more people come up to me at my shows all over the country and go, man, when are you going on Stevie Weeby again? Like, this guy's fucking Johnny Carson over here. Like, I'm not even kidding. So many people come up to me and go, man, Stevie Weeby.
Root for the underdog. We're not that big, but see what he said?
From here, too. This little hovel. Dude,
try not to be that mean tonight.
No, mean.
But you're... What's the first thing? I know. Thank you. I appreciate it. What's the first thing you noticed?
I just praised you.
What's the first thing you noticed here that's different?
It's clean. It looks like there's some feng shui going on. You know, I could tell, like, your girl moved out some things.
Yeah.
The bed is made. It's moved more center.
Well, can I tell you something?
A lot of your crap is gone.
We have real sheets now.
We got to get real sheets.
We went to IKEA.
Listen, like, and I know right where you're at, dude.
Yeah.
When I first got with my girlfriend.
So you've been, how long?
It's over a year. You know, it's over a year.
Congratulations.
I had to buy a new bed. You know,
get a new bed.
I had to get a new bed. It was like the way she was about it too. She's like, "Oh, this is terrible," and just complaining.
Would you
all
go
the
to
time.
Sit and sleep?
No, I went to. There's actually this little place next to my place. I went and I got like a big old king size with a
Tempur-Pedic
thing.
Oh, you got the frame. Too?
You had to get a frame. Even in here, you have a frame.
that's IKEA.
IKEA frame.
Everything's IKEA.
It looks nice. No, but I feel there's a sense of
feng shui.
Yeah, some order in here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, the women could do that.
Yeah, well.
How are you keeping it together with your lady? I mean, how are you doing this, man? How are you? Because you're always on. We played till how long?
3 in the morning last night.
Well, the same way you do it. She's got to be gone. He acts like his girl's laying in a bed like, how you doing over there on Destiny, baby? No. Steve, she's gone, and he's on a thing like, whoo! Ding dong, the witch is gone, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's like singing songs. It's like, I'm like, so don't act like I had the same thing. When she's not there, I don't play as much.
Yeah.
But my girl's in New York right now.
But
she
we're having a lot of fun,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, we are. The old days are back,
the
guys.
The old days are back, everyone. We're on Destiny 2, The Forsaken
expansion pack.
The
only thing missing is Bobby. Bobby's the only thing missing.
Oh, yeah. Can you explain to the viewers what this new game mode Gambit is all about? Break down the rules and everything.
What do I know? Like, I'm the Destiny expert?
Okay, 4 people on their team.
Yeah.
4 people on our team.
It's like a mixture. It's a mixture of PvP and PvE. You know, so you're playing against other players and you're playing against enemies. It's a mixed bag. It's pretty fun.
What happens is you shoot ads on your screen with your team members, your 3 other team members, and they drop these things called motes, right? And so there's a dispensary in the middle of the map.
Oh.
And then if you grab 5 motes, then on the opposing team will drop a phalanx.
Yeah. Like a monster.
So they can't drop motes in their dispensary. Right.
So they have to kill that to let that thing rise up again to put stuff in.
So it's a mirroring world.
Yeah. It's a good.
It's a phalanx with a shield.
10 is like a bigger monster.
Yeah. 10 is
a
knight.
15.
And then if you get 15 motes, you drop a ogre.
Yeah. And then little portals open up throughout the game that you could go in.
Into their world.
And then shoot them to stop them from doing things.
So you could disrupt their gameplay by sending one of your guys to snipe them or whatever. And
I'm really liking Destiny 2.
How many motes did you lose last night?
Okay, why does our personal business got to go into the podcast? That's what I was having a bad night.
You had a bad night. You lost about, was it 40?
It's just, why is that? I thought we were being nice to each other.
No. I don't want, I ain't messing with the bear.
Oh, I didn't even see Steve has a chandelier now. Can we, look at that, everybody. It's really fancy. And he's actually cut down on the posters. I noticed. It's nice, Steve. Look at this. I just know this is the studio area of the apartment.
Shout out to Gustavo.
That's who did
for
that.
For doing this. I have some real questions for you, by the way.
Oh, let's do it. Well, Look how fancy he got since the last time I was here.
No, I'm not getting
He's
fancy.
Doing interviews.
No, I'm not.
You got 2 guys in your crew. Next is going to be a studio audience in here.
This is horrible.
They'll be waiting outside like Ellen. You know, there'll be like 50 people outside. Like, and we're like, okay, we get the first 4. That's 5 tops we can get in here.
Well, these people who come up to you, right? Are they like kids?
They're
like adults?
Adults, all ages and sizes, mostly Asian, if I'm being real. But Steve, I'm telling you, you have a loyal fan base out there.
So just keep doing it.
Yeah, keep doing it. They really connect with your show because, like, the only thing close to it was like Rogan. When I did Rogan, people were coming up to me constantly.
But he's at the top.
I know, but what I'm telling you is I did your podcast way before that.
Oh.
And people are still tweeting at me and saying, like, Stevie Weeby. And I'm just what the fuck? I'm on TV.
I love it. Hey, man,
Jesus Christ,
Rogan, what's it like doing his podcast?
I didn't know it was as big as it was. I really didn't know. I did not know.
The biggest.
Yeah, I didn't know. It was like, and we were talking for like 3 hours.
What's his place like? Is it like.
Steve.
Is it
my
like.
God.
Is it this, like a mansion?
His bathroom is bigger than this.
I need a minute.
He's got a whole building. He's got his own building dedicated to the podcast.
So he's got like you don't have to disclose.
It's a building he's got. Like he talks about.
He's got
archery in there.
But he's got a man. He's got a big house.
I'm talking about. I didn't go to the house.
I thought he films at his house.
No, he's got a building for his podcast.
Oh, so how big is that?
Oh, Steve. There's cars in it. Oh, you know what I mean?
My God.
It's crazy.
So what's it like just being around? I mean, is he intimidating?
No, he's a cool dude. Really.
Well, you're a comic, so it's different.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. And like, is this a police dog right here? Like, is this... Bat beast.
So he's nice. No, because he's very smart, and he, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and he's well spoken, very giving and vulnerable, and willing to just talk about whatever. You know what I mean? So
he's so knowledgeable about like even fighting and everything.
Yeah, it was great, great experience.
Does he play video games too?
No, please. Okay. You think a guy like that has time for video games?
Yeah. But he's killing. How much do you think a person like him and Mark Maron make on their podcast a month?
Oh,
I mean, are we talking like?
It's probably a lot, Steve. I'm just
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You need to work a little harder. you need to get those.
I know. Well, I got two guys in here now, huh? These guys are great. Yeah. Dude. So our man Eric Koch beat Grenader Jake. Pound on that. Now explain to the viewers who Grenader Jake is.
Well, we have our other podcast is Worst Fire
WFE.
Team.
WFE.
WFE, Worst
Shout
Fire
out to
Team.
Craig.
Which I didn't do on Rogan and Steve yelled at me about. So Steve literally yelled at me like, you're on Rogan and you didn't say anything about it. I wasn't thinking about it.
If you're a gamer or you're just into geeking out with video games, follow these guys. Worst Fire Team Ever, WFE on YouTube. WFE on YouTube.
Yeah.
So that way Craig will be happy.
Yeah, we talked about it for Craig.
So Craig, that one was for you.
So we set up like a one-on-one match because like our guy Koch, Eric Koch, UFC fighter, he is absolutely fantastic at
I had no Destiny. Idea he was as good. Grenader Jake, I'm telling you. I used to watch his clips from Destiny 1. He did 1v3s.
Yeah. He was incredible.
He would take you to the whatever.
So we set up this one-on-one match, and we made it like a UFC fight. I was in a suit.
Yeah, you were announcing?
I was commentating. We set up the feed where we had all three of us on the screen at the same time. And they went one-on-one against each other in Destiny, and Koch won. And he won significantly, too. And
he shut him down.
Yeah, it was just like, blah, blah, blah. It was, and then I could tell Jake was like, whoa, this is... And he already hit me up about wanting to do a rematch, but he wanted it to be 2-on-2. So we're going to do it. And we're thinking about doing like a 2-on-2 tournament. I'll still announce. God, and it was fun.
But you know
fun
what's
times.
Frightening? Because I know how good Grenader Jake is.
I know.
That guy is really good,
I guess being a fighter, that's whatever that hand-eye coordination.
Dude, it's that hand-eye coordination.
He's got quick hands, quick thumbs.
He's got that monitor.
Yeah. He's got this little, yeah.
So what Koch has, we have regular TV. Oh, you have a big one, don't you?
Oh, is that still a TV? Is that... I thought you were being nostalgic. I thought that was Steve's doing it. Can we swing over to show Steve's his entertainment center? Check out the plastic entertainment center from the containment store.
Oh my God, this is horrible. Oh, dude, this is horrible.
That's the next thing
this
your girl's gonna
the
fix.
First one. Oh, you're hurting, dude.
Did that one hurt?
You're actually throwing daggers. You're throwing daggers into my soul,
that
brother.
That one hurt. No,
you're throwing daggers
See,
in here.
Real talk.
Oh man.
The Woo! Place looks great. You know. I didn't even realize you had hardwood floors until I came in this time. She's done a great job, you know. I love
my girlfriend.
Yeah, I can tell. There's love in here.
I love her. I love her. Well, Koch's got a monitor. He's got a gaming monitor. So it's not like a TV. He's got a.
And apparently, these gaming monitors
are quicker.
So
they're smaller
the frames
monitors
per second or whatever
for
it is.
Gaming. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm using my big 4K TV. Mm-hmm. You know,
dude, that's. That's
and
hard.
And apparently it's not.
It's the opposite.
You would think that a big-ass TV, but no, it's not.
Because the thing is, why Koch is so good, because everything is in his line of vision.
Sight.
Line of sight. With you, you're like, look, you're sitting
at
that
sitting,
couch,
yeah,
and I'm, you're just like...
I don't know, so, man. And, I need, know, to get, and I need to get one of these
here.
Gamer controllers everybody's talking about. Do you have a gamer controller?
No, I just have...
You just have a regular controller,
just a
right?
regular controller.
Yeah, this is
me. You know, Craig and Koch, they got like the little
That's
metal.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, they got like these controllers that are like with metal things
here. Yeah, they're cheaters.
Because
they're cheaters.
And they have like, there's like things where you could use your, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I have to get one of those. I don't know what's the benefit of that.
I have no, but it's
there's
for something.
There's enough fucking buttons on that as it is. They want two more buttons?
But there's left trigger, right trigger, left button, right. But there's a lot.
Yeah, too many buttons.
So he beat Grenader Jake. I mean, did you see Jake's expression? Because it was fun at first, right?
Yeah. But they were there was like a mutual respect they had for each other, I felt. You know, kind of like, you know, they didn't want to like talk a lot of smack. But I think if we did it again, it's going to be more heated because they're both competitive guys.
What's the hand cannon he uses?
The trust.
Yeah, he said that because he's got a...
By the way, it doesn't matter what hand cannon he uses.
Oh, he's good with all of
it. I just feel like he has... There's something going on, man.
He does a thing to her. He jumps up. He uses a hunter and he jumps up and he goes... Bah, bah, you know,
yeah, he's just so quick with it. I can't stand... And it's so infuriating.
Have you played him?
We played one on three. Dude, one on, it's
this
infuriating.
This guy could take out me, him, Craig, and Pikachu.
Oh, but you missed this, man.
Oh, wait, you got him? We were
playing like... So he was talking a lot of smack that he could beat two... That it could be him and one other person versus six people, you know? Or it was four or five... It was like four or five of us on the other team. It was six of us, actually. And he kept talking smack. Oh, I could beat you guys. And then... You can't, okay? It's just impossible.
Yeah, unless he has cheating or something.
And then, of course, when he's losing, he starts talking smack. And he's like...
He doesn't like to lose.
He doesn't like to lose, you know? Except for UFC fights.
Oh, dude, you got to edit that out.
Come on, that's our guy. We know we're teasing him.
Okay, that was just
he's
like...
He's got another fight coming up.
Yeah, support our man, the Phoenix, him. Eric Koch. He's fighting
Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
He's going to be fighting. I'm not sure. Who's he fighting? I forgot who he's fighting.
I don't know.
But that sport, that sport's about, like, everybody loses. You know?
Do you watch it?
Not really, because it's too violent for me.
But you're watching Conor Khabib, right?
Dude, you have to.
That's the biggest.
That guy's undefeated. And they're claiming that he's undefeated even at practice. Nobody's beat him. So that's going to be a huge fight.
Are you counting Conor out?
No, here's the thing, though. The only thing that would make that fight enjoyable is Conor has to win. That's the weird thing about it.
I think Conor could clip him coming in.
He's going to have to beat him fast.
I'm just letting you know.
The guy's got a lot of endurance.
If Khabib gets you along the fence,
that's it.
You're done.
Yeah, I was looking at some clips because of this. He's going to
bury
you. Grappler,
man. Oh, yeah.
He's like, give me your leg.
He used to wrestle bears, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to... Let's try to go see it at Bob.
We should go do that.
Yeah. Bob and Kalila will show it.
Yeah, all right.
So are you still...
We usually go to your girlfriend's family's house.
No, that's Bob's, Kalila's sister's.
Oh, I thought that was like... Oh, okay, there
it
is.
Yeah,
we've watched a lot of fights there.
Are you okay with... How are you with my brother?
He's cool, kid.
Everything good?
Yeah, I love Bobby. Yeah. He's a weirdo. How are you with your brother?
but no.
That's a better question. How are you guys? You want to talk about it?
There's a perfect sponsor. Time for a break.
Okay. Are we going to a sponsor?
Yeah, I got a sponsor
We're
here.
We're not going to talk family?
So.
You got a sponsor, too?
We have a new sponsor.
What the fuck is going on?
Dude, I'm trying to get serious here. We need some people to do this.
All right.
So for those of you who are looking for online counseling, please go to betterhelp.com. So go to the link, www.betterhelp.com/Stevie. It's convenient, affordable, private online counseling. Okay, anytime, anywhere. Okay, so you don't have to actually physically show up somewhere. It's professional and affordable. You get matched up with a counselor who's right for you. Okay, 4 communication modes: text, chat, phone, and video. Start communicating in under 24 hours. Must be 18 years old or older. It's available worldwide. So if you're in India, if you're in Korea, if you're in Africa, you could get counseling. Okay, not intended for those actively considering suicide. That's the one thing. They don't help with suicide. But if you're depressed, if you have anger management issues, these people are here to help you, okay? It's available on desktop. Do you want to add something?
Yeah, I was going to say, this says a lot about you that this is your sponsor. This is like very like telling, you know what I mean? You know how when you watch in sports, it'll be like, you know, icy hot, you know? You know, it's like the Stevie Weeby Show. If you need help... If you need help, make sure you hit up betterhelp.com.
Go to www.betterhelp.com/Stevie, okay? Get that counseling. Thanks for selling that.
Hey, buddy, you're selling it. You know,
Bryce, we'll talk later. I apologize. We'll do it with the James Dean. We'll do it again.
Whatever. I thought that was great.
You think so?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance. There's more information. But back to...
We'll get more information.
Okay, so here.
Yeah, get all the information in.
Send messages 24/7, 365. Schedule video and phone sessions, generally weekly, unless your therapist schedules more. It is easy to change counselors if needed. Broad expertise in the network, which may not be locally available in many areas. This is proactive mental health, not a crisis line. Financial aid is available.
BetterHelp.com/Stevie.
Are you happier, Bryce?
Very happy.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for doing that. So, because
the
reason
why... have you talked to them about your relationship with your brother yet? Have you?
You know what? To be honest with you...
It's great to have, like, a Tinder counselor. You're just like, I need help right now. Swipe left. Hey, I'm having some troubles.
We used to fight a lot, and it was mostly due to gaming. Like, you know FIFA?
By the way, I know this because the first time I ever met Steve... Did we tell this story on your first podcast?
I don't know.
Time I ever met Steve, I was at Bobby's place, and we played FIFA against each other. I beat you. And then they played against each other, and I was kind of getting in between them. And then it was heated. Like, I was like, are they even related? It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys get heated.
I mean, it goes back. Remember Knockout Kings on the PlayStation?
Oh, God.
Remember Knockout Kings, the boxing game? This is when he lived in. So this is before Mad TV. This is before the big IBM campaign. Before he made, like, started doing things. And we made it to the 12th round. It was like he won a round. I won a round. He, you know, it was back and forth. But there's a move where you could go like this and hit him in the nuts. Right. And then the boxer bends over and then you get knocked out. And he did that to me. And I just...
You took it personal?
Oh, no. I grabbed knives. I went into the kitchen and I grabbed two knives. And I had, like, I was going like this. I'm like, make your move, dude.
What, are you going to kill your brother
this is the night
this
before.
This is the first time Steve needed BetterHelp.com.
So please don't be like that. Go to BetterHelp.com slash Stevie to get
help.
Or
just call the police if you see Steve. My goodness, man.
So it stems back then.
The thing is you two are very competitive. That's what it is.
No, with video games, though.
No, I just think you're competitive guys. Bobby's a very competitive guy, and he just goes for it. He attacks things like that, and you do, too. That's why you guys are, you guys are related. Who's like that in your family? Was it your mom or your dad?
Jeez, that's a good question. It's probably my dad, dude.
Really?
I mean, he was working. He was running three stores at one time. Wow. He was driving to Riverside, driving here, driving there, just trying to, provide for the family or whatnot. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Because you guys got to take that spirit has to come from someplace.
So but you were supposed to have a podcast with Bob, right?
Let's not talk about this. This little bastard pissed me off. Yeah, we talked about it for months and months. He was like, I'm going to get the equipment. I'm going to do everything. Don't worry. We're going to do it in my other room. And he's like, it's going to be great. We're going to be huge. Then the next thing you know, he's like, bro, I'm doing it with my girlfriend. Now I have to hear about all the money they made.
No,
I have to see the shit
but
the all the time.
The thing is, Eric, you're big enough where you don't need anybody.
No, but
you
that's
do
not
it
even
on
the
your
point.
Own.
The turncoat. You know what I mean?
Are you still going to do it?
No, I am. I'm working
on
it right now.
That's what I want to talk about. We don't have to talk about that. I want to talk about what you're going to do.
I am going
to
work on my own podcast.
When's it
going to
drop?
I feel like I'm late to the party, but I'm about to start traveling and I'm like pitching a show right now. So I'm working on some things right now, but I'm starting by, I'm going on my Instagram live a lot and just doing videos to practice.
I like telling
the fans too, like I'm about to do a podcast. What do you think it should be about? What do you want me to talk about? Because I want to do like a weird, like, I want to have different segments. I want to like give people advice to. I want people to hit me up like real world advice from a grown ass man. That's going to be the basis of it,
And then you could film at your spot, right? At your place.
Yeah. I want to call it Riffin with Griffin.
Riffin with Griffin. There you go. Are you going to let Craig edit?
And Craig's going to be my nerd. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Yeah, your nerds look a lot better, than my nerd's going to look. Craig's like a weird Santa Claus, you know what I mean?
Do you think Craig would ever come on here?
He was on here the first time when we did this. Remember? That's the first time I met Craig.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time I ever met him.
He was sitting right here.
Yeah. He's a nightmare now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he? What's going on with this company that we gotta do skits?
Oh, it's gonna be great! No, okay, no, no. Yeah. The Alt. They do. There are gaming. So, gaming's huge, man.
Yeah, it's
gaming's huge right now. Gaming's on par with like you know like curling or tennis or bowling, those type of sports. You know,
yeah. Because he's saying I should personally Twitch more.
Yeah, you should.
Do you Twitch?
Yeah, man. Worst fire team. That's why you should have been doing it with us, Mr. Like, you know, I'm too busy. I'm too busy cleaning up my apartment, putting my entertainment center together.
So how often do you Twitch, man?
Well, I just do it with the guys, you know?
Yeah, that's what we do.
But what I'm saying is, like, it is. Gaming is huge right now. And this company, we went to the facility,
what's the name,
man.
Alt. Shout out to Alt Gaming.
They got these huge screens, Steve. It's incredible. With this little podium that we all sit at with our little monitors right here and everything's there. And we're just going to go game. We're going to do the podcast there. And in the process, we're just going to do other little segments and things.
Oh,
and
wow.
Put it all together maybe as a
they
show.
They have a lot of money, huh?
So we can like be investors? Our gaming show. Because they put on all these events. They'll have like, they'll
Dude,
put on
gonna,
Fortnite events.
They were going to put my band on this mini tour thing.
Well, we want your band to come and play.
Yeah, that was going to happen, but this is what happened. One of the Korean guys took a look. They researched us, and they thought it was too edgy or something. Like they're like,
"Are
oh,
you
no.
too edgy?"
Or no, like the music it was inappropriate.
Oh,
for that event.
I still haven't. I need to come to one of your
shows.
Well,
you know, it's done for now. I mean, I guess unless we get booked for more shows. Yeah, but I thought
you were. I heard some rumors you were going solo.
No, I mean I'm doing a solo album.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So that's going to be available in a month or so.
You already have some songs?
Yeah. This is what I don't. That's why I've been working on it. I've been working on this thing.
Well, can we drop a little taste of a song right now?
We have.
Can we give a little taste?
No. We'll do it. We'll do it on like for a Patreon thing. I don't want to. I don't want to disclose too much.
I can't have 30 seconds right now. I want to hear some right now.
All right.
Yeah. We did it, Stevie Weeby. I feel like I'm a VJ on MTV right now. But this would be like MTV 8.
A little bit of stuff's mass. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm still working on it. That's why.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay, so this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we just put the mic.
See.
You going to put the mic there
okay,
like
so
that
here,
to hear?
That's
what we'll do?
Just
do
it like this.
All right. Let's hear it. Exclusive. Ooh, I feel like I need to put on a suit and do some ballroom dancing.
Just go to the place where the valleys run green. Your body gets the clothes just to get upstream. I found a little place where youth can scream. Where imagination rules will rise in green. A marching brought me off to one straight beam. You're a lake that I'm trying to make it seem. That I was never frightened by you ever. Only you with no hopes, only true to show. A piece of the puzzle hit to make you blind. Reflected from the river, mirror space and time.
All right.
Yeah, that's too late.
Steve over here. Woo!
So that's
with the
song
flow,
because
I didn't know.
K-Weebs, 94.9 FM.
K-Weebs?
It's a fictional radio station I came up with.
I like it.
And then that's song 6. So, I don't want to give too much away, but to get the album, it's going to be on my Bandcamp, and I'm going to press up some tapes, maybe. Because, you know, tapes are coming back in.
Cassette tapes?
Yeah. Yeah, because I wanted Bryce.
Wait. Should people?
Why are cassette tapes? Tell them who you met and then why.
I went on this date and her roommate, all she had were cassette tapes. The entire collection, Highland entire Park. Library.
Park, yeah, Highland sound Park. Like sound like a liberal pretentious
Very
fuck.
Highland Park.
Is she writing a script at Blue Bottle too?
Dude,
is
that what she does? Because dude.
Ugh.
Because CDs, like, no one's really. Are people bumping CDs?
No, people are using their online.
Yeah,
so
everything
basically,
online.
If you want Steve's album, you
it's
have
gonna
to
be on my Bandcamp.
You have to page him.
No, it's gonna be on my Bandcamp.
Hit Steve up on his Skytel pager.
It's gonna be on my Bandcamp.
it's gonna be on my Bandcamp, and I'm gonna.
Should
do
they
like
send you a carrier?
A small
carrier,
run of tapes.
Carrier
or something.
Pigeon is coming back too. Is that? Is that since we're going old school?
I'm gonna get you a tape too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tape.
Hey, a tape.
So no one can ever listen to it. Like, how
I know,
am I gonna listen to a tape?
How is that gonna work? I mean, everyone. No one has tape players.
No, they're not back. They're not back.
Yes, prices get worse. Yeah.
Do you know anyone
Are
with
you
a tape?
Kidding me? What? Is this at the asshole store? Is that where this is? The tapes?
Oh, VHS is back too, by the way.
VH. I'm done. This guy's dead to me.
You had a special. Let's talk about, didn't you just have a Showtime special?
Yes, I did
special?
About a few months back.
Did you like the art that I did for you, by the
oh,
way?
Oh, it was great. I loved the art, but it was like, it was too specific.
Because you didn't use.
I couldn't use that.
Yeah, yeah. I was a little hurt. I was not hurt. I wasn't hurt, but I was like, when I saw you used, used Kevin's.
Yeah, yeah,
art,
yeah.
I was like.
Well, you saw Kevin's.
Yeah, I know. It was great. It was better than what. I don't know if it was better. It was different.
You know, but you.
Yeah. But did you like what I made?
Yes. It was a very specific thing, and I'm not done. It's not over. I'm thinking about putting that one of those on a T-shirt.
Oh.
When I go out. So,
okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to use that and use that kind of stuff like for my podcast and that kind of stuff, man. So
explain to the viewers and listeners.
Well, I did. It's called American Warrior. It's topical material. You can find it on Showtime. And actually, coming up right now, you'll be able to find it like in more places, like cable on demand, Comcast, Time Warner, and. Dude, other dude, on all kind of, that is about to come it, to there dude. Too so yeah so look for me Eric Griffin, I have all the information on my website too, ericgriffin.com.
No, like how what does it take for one to prepare for a special, like how long does take for you to come up with this material in a set?
I was working on that stuff for a while, like a year or so, but it had to come together fast because Showtime wanted it to coincide with the show. You know, so
with the show.
Yeah, with I'm Dying Up Here. Yeah. So I gave them a tape like in January and I said, well, this is the kind of stuff I'm working on. And they were like, well, can you deliver it by April? Because we wanted to come out with the show. And I was like, OK. So I was like, it was great, though, because it was like short and concise time where I had to this material that I already had. I busted my ass to get it done and get it in this set that I'm proud of it. You know, I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So, are you scared when you're up there filming? You can't mess up, huh?
Well, no, because you're filming two shows. But at the time when you're trying to film a special, you already feel confident enough in what you're doing. And this is like it's like doing any show, man.
Oh, right.
You know.
And then do they pay for the tickets for your special? Like it's like
well,
a regular
I mean, they
show.
Have like I don't know. I didn't get into all that stuff because I didn't care.
Oh, you didn't care. Just
yeah,
as long
just
as
like
you got
when,
it.
Yeah. When can yeah, I? Yeah. When am I going out on stage? And where are we going to be at? You know what I mean? So
were you happy the way it turned out?
Yeah, I was. I was very happy with the way it turned out, and I've gotten a great response from it. And at this point now, like putting
dude,
out a special,
it's just
content, man. It's content.
Yeah, it's more than content, though, dude. Content, you know, people do content and all that. This is more than content. This is
just
a special.
It's
right?
long content. I don't know why.
Come on,
I don't think
dude.
We should call them special anymore because if there's like 150 of them in 1 year, how special can they really be? You know, it's just a different time right now. People are putting out their videos and putting out their shows and
do you
putting
think
out
people
their,
are like just their memory, like they're just like they have a their attention,
short attention span.
Yeah, short attention span.
Yeah, well, we've trained ourselves to have this really short attention span recently, but it's still a viable business because look at when we talk about these podcasts. I mean, you do an hour long podcast, you know what I mean? So people are talking, you're talking for an hour.
It breezes by, especially with with the person I know, it's just like it just flies by.
But people are watching and they connect with it and they want to listen for a long time. Mm-hmm. So as much as we think people have short attention span, there is a segment out there in society that want to take a long time to, they want to take some time and really take things in and let it sink in.
Do you listen to other podcasts?
Sometimes.
The Sword and Scale one?
No, I listen to.
My brother, he's into that.
Some people, when you're into the thing that's the beauty of podcasts is you can listen whenever you want.
It's dark,
you're not
it's
on
about
a schedule.
Murders and stuff.
Yeah, he loves that kind of shit. Yeah. I thought you guys were getting together to do like a movie podcast. That I had talked about him too, so you turncoats are turning on me together now.
I still want to do that. He's still mad at me because I haven't seen Deadpool yet. He's like, you've seen Deadpool yet?
Oh, he's mad at me that I haven't seen that scary one, Hereditary. You know? Yeah, he's still like, you haven't seen that yet? I saw it three times in the theater.
Dude,
I don't know if you're...
Dude, it's really dark. It's
really?
Cryptic. Yeah, it's like witch. It's kind of like satanic.
Bobby and I saw one where... It's not The Nun, but there was a nun in it.
Conjuring.
Not The Conjuring, but...
Oh, Insidious.
No. We saw some movie together where, like, it was some devil shit. You know, people were possessed. And there was a moment in the movie that there was just a section of the movie that was so scary. Bobby turns to me and he's like, we should leave, you know?
Oh, so you guys went to the movies together?
Yeah. You know, but now we're, like, so busy.
Yeah. So you have two things on Showtime. You did your special, but then tell us about your show, man.
Yeah, well,
the show you're on.
It's like, I don't even know if the show's coming back, but I'm proud of the work we did. We did 20 great episodes.
What was the name of the show?
It's called I'm Dying Up Here.
Produced by Jim Carrey,
and it's about comedy in the 70s. And
have you met him, Jim Carrey?
Yeah, many times.
What's he like?
When I first met him,
I'm a fan of his. Dude,
well, he was going through a lot when I first met him.
Oh, like what do you mean?
The thing with his girlfriend killed herself, and then the family was trying to sue him.
Oh, really?
Man, it was all in the news. And so I think that when he was going through that lawsuit and everything, it really affected him. So he was like, you know, just a little weird with his long beard.
Yeah, he was painting.
Yeah, like, well, he's still painting, which is great
stuff.
That's
cool.
He's expressing himself through his art because he's not doing stand up anymore. So that's another form of expression.
No, but he's on a show, right? What's the new show?
It's called Kidding. That's on Showtime.
I saw the first episode. It was good.
Did you like it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dark.
Have you guys seen it? He plays this darker Mr. Rogers kind of character. He's like has his own like. It's like a show you would have on PBS, or you know, he's like this character. He's like kind of like Mr. Rogers. You know, it's like him dealing with his family and like, you know, he's divorced and everything, and he lost his son in a car accident. It's like him dealing with that.
Yes.
Yeah. So he was nice. He's a nice guy.
He's a great dude. He's a real great dude. He's a creative.
Yeah.
And you meet somebody like that is like one of the most famous people ever. It's crazy.
In that movie, Man on the Moon.
Yeah, he's just famous person.
Yeah. Did he have to okay you? Like, was he there for the auditioning process?
Yeah. Well, my original audition was that they saw me at the Comedy Store doing stand-up.
That was how
and I didn't know that they were looking for people. And then I got an audition the next day. 3 weeks later, I was on the show.
So it was... You just perform. We do what you would normally do every night.
Yeah, just a regular set. That's why you always got to be ready.
Oh, you know, so
I say to anybody out there, if you're doing any kind of performance, make sure you do it
to the best.
To the best you can do, because you never know who's in the crowd.
There.
Yeah.
So you just did. You just showed up and just did your thing.
Yeah, just a regular set.
And there was someone scouting you.
Yeah, they were just scouting the talent at the Comedy Store to see who they can get for the show. And you know, I got an audition, and I got.
How many auditions did you have to go through to finally book it?
That particular show. Let's see, I went on the first audition, and then I had to go on another audition because they were like, "Look, we know you could be funny, but we want to know if you can, you know, have levels." Excuse me, because...
What do you mean by acting?
Well, yeah, because they wanted to see, because it's a very dramatic show.
Oh, what's it about?
To find out, it was very dramatic. It's just about comics trying to do comedy.
Oh.
And then I went on a second audition, so they gave me a note about, like, you know, and I would be more grounded. I did that. And then the next audition was, like, the test in front of the head of the network, you know?
Wow. I mean, how nerve-wracking is when you get to that point?
You know, I've done a couple of those.
Bob's told me stories where he's, like, he has to beta blockers.
He's crazy. That's why.
He gets so neurotic.
He needs some BetterHelp.com.
Yeah, so go to BetterHelp.com.
BetterHelp.com/Stevie
and make sure you put
Stevie. Stevie, Steevee.
No. Steebe.
Steebe.
Okay. So go back. So, like, you're at the last audition. Yeah, the network is there.
No, this one was different. This was in a conference room just in front of the head of the network and then the producers. But I've been on...
Dude, you don't get nervous, dude?
You get nervous, but I've done so many of those now that nervousness is what I messed up my thing. So on this one, I was very loose and, you know, you have to find whatever you have to find. To get those nerves away, because you don't want that to ruin your opportunity.
Damn, dude, this guy's a veteran. That's well spoken by a veteran right here.
You do what you gotta
do. How long did it take you to... Dude, you're like...
Well, it's failure is what it is. Yeah. It's like you...
Tell me some stories. Well, I need to hear some stories.
Oh, man, I remember.
Past,
well, I remember I did
shows.
Like... I was testing for Dr. Ken. I was gonna be
Dr. Ken.
I was gonna
comedian.
Be the I was gonna be the nurse on his show
on NBC.
Yeah, so they were seeing all different types of people. It was on ABC.
Oh, it was on ABC. Sorry.
And I remember the test. You walk into this room, and it's like all these people. They're not even looking at you. The room's not friendly at all.
What do you mean by that? They're just
quiet?
There's just
a bunch of people trying to justify their jobs. You know, it's like a bunch of suits and people on their phones, and you know, people just like looking at you like what am I doing here? They're not there to have fun. It's not good energy.
Oh man.
You know, and then you get a little nervous and you forget the lines you mess up. You don't put your best foot forward, and this is where you have to sell it. You know, it's like America. American Idol or something. It's like, yeah. It's like, you know, it's like band week on American Idol.
So you go into the room. What's the first thing they ask you?
You just do it. You'll be like, they know who you are already.
Oh, so how many people are on that side of the room?
Depends. Sometimes it's 30 people.
30 people?
Yeah, it's crazy. And they give you nothing. Nothing.
Is it crickets in there?
Sometimes. You know, sometimes. Because they're just like, you know, they've seen so many people and they're just kind of like, because they're examining you. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
They're not there to have a good time. Sometimes.
So that was Dr. Ken.
Yeah. And other times you have to find a way just to, like, find a way to
break
through.
Tell me another story. Tell me another one.
Well, they're all like
that. Specifically.
Well, there was another one where, well, like this one on I'm Dying Up Here. It's like, well, I walked in the room and they had my headshot on the table. And it was a super old headshot.
One.
And I was so mad. You know? I was like, what the fuck? So I walked in. First thing I said was like, oh, my God. Why are you guys using that headshot?
Oh, that's the first thing you said.
That's the first thing I said. And then the head of the network's like, well, what's wrong with that headshot? Then I go into a story like, well, you know, I've been telling. And then that, I think, disarmed the whole room.
Oh, you know, that was good you did
that. Yeah, yeah. I think it just made everybody more comfortable. Yeah. And then I just went into it. I did it. And then, like, this casting director told me later, she was like, you booked it when you walked in the room. You
really?
Know what I mean? Yeah.
Is it a good sign when you make them laugh, obviously?
Yes.
Yeah, when you're... When
people feel like you're comfortable and you get it, you know? I remember Dr. Ken hit me up that night, and he was like, man, I fought for you, but they just didn't want you.
He's a nice guy, huh?
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, not according to your brother, but he's a nice guy.
So in Hollywood, do you need that kind of those traits of like being able to network and like go to these parties? And,
anything.
Hey, here's my business card, man. Well, yeah, I'm working on these projects.
Business cards, huh?
Or, you know, or I don't know.
Is that
just
like the tapes?
I don't know what they say.
Steve's got a pager and a business card.
Oh, Kirby, no.
And he's got his fax. Yeah. Steve's got his fax number on his...
So do you have to be able to network? Bah,
devil dog!
But do you have to be able to network?
This is why you don't have a rescue. You know what I mean?
All right. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Come on, don't. Yeah, we don't get on my dog. He's a good dog.
Yeah, but was he kept at like a...
He's a good dog.
A commune or something?
He's a good one. So do you have to be able to network is one of my questions.
Well, yes. I think that you should... If you're just a genuine person, and because networking sounds so cheesy, it sounds so cheap. Mm-hmm. I think it's just about being as genuine and authentic as you can in certain situations.
Yeah, yeah. When are you going to start doing movies? I mean, isn't movies the next step for you?
Well, I've done a couple. I just did.
Go ahead. Let's talk about
I did Mike and Dave, and
where can they watch that?
Yeah, on Netflix or whatever.
So
it
say
is.
It again.
Yeah,
Mike and Dave on Netflix.
You never seen that movie yet? You
no.
didn't know about that movie with
no.
Adam from Workaholics? But anyway,
no.
I also, next year, I'm going to be in a movie called Murder Mystery, and that's with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Dude, that's huge.
Yeah. So that's going to come out next year.
What was it like working with Adam Sandler?
Oh, he was great, man. Very giving person.
Nice guy.
It was
seems
great.
Like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to this dinner, and like I walked into the room.
Wait, you had to go to a dinner with them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was the cast. So like the director, he didn't know that I was even like invited because it was last minute they booked me because I was busy with other things, so they got me. So he's like, you know, we're doing a rehearsal, and then he says, I got to go to this dinner, so he leaves. And then he hits me up, man, get over here. So I walk into the room late, and it's like I walk in and the whole room like turns and looks at me, you know, and then it's Sandler's like, hey, and then there's like Jennifer Aniston, and I'm like, oh my God, you know,
that's how you knew you got it.
No.
Oh, he's already got it.
Okay. This was up in Montreal.
Oh, so that was like just
we're gonna shoot the next day.
Oh my god.
So he's like, and then the guy that played Gaston in Beauty and the Beast live action, he's in there, you know, and I'm like, oh man, Beauty and the Beast. And then Sandler says to me, he's like, oh yeah, that's just like your bit. So because he had watched my comedy.
Because he's a comic.
That was very thrilling to know.
Wait,
that
how did that make you feel?
It was great. It was like a really great... So that's coming out. I don't know when that's coming out because movies are weird. You know, they could come out. They can come out a year later.
So you're doing movies. You're doing specials. You're doing shows on Showtime.
That's why I'm on the Stevie Weeby podcast. You got to be big time to be on this shit.
Who do you think... Who else would come here and do the show, like comic-wise? Or,
you know...
Is there anyone kind of popping into your
head? Well, I got to feel like... I don't know. We could talk about it. You know, I just don't want them to feel like they're getting kidnapped. And they have to walk through this temple of doom over here that you have to walk through to get to your place.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But do you think people might be able to...
You literally have to do the whole, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark. There's, like, a skull. You have to put some sandbags on it. It was weird. You know?
But do you think that maybe in a year, people like it could start getting like...
Yeah, because hopefully in a year with all your sponsorship you're going to get, mm-hmm. you can move into like a, you know, a place that has more than one room.
Does it help being in a relationship with that other room?
Yeah.
Yes. So with your girl, like if she's spending the night... You could just...
I can go downstairs. Wow. Steve, it's so funny when he's trying to play with his girl. This is how he talks on the mic. I can't talk right. I can't... Shh, guys, don't make me laugh. Don't. I can't talk right. He's like, loud stage whispers. You know? You can just hear his relationship ending in the background.
Has your girl ever complained with your...
Oh, all the time.
What is it about female... Your girl's not liking gaming. It's the attention. You're not giving them attention.
They don't want you enjoying anything that's them.
Yeah. What is that, man?
Because we love it so much. Like,
it's fun,
there's
dude.
Nothing that we
it's
do fun. With
Look,
them.
It's on right now. I can't wait to play. Are you going to be on Gambit tonight?
Yeah.
You want to Twitch tonight?
There's nothing that we could do with them that makes them feel... They think that we don't enjoy them as much as we enjoy
the game.
That's not true. And it's not true
at all.
It's
not true.
It just inspires a different emotion. Yeah. I love spending time with my
girl. You know what
it
is, too? This is another thing. One night I was with you guys, and we're like doing our thing, and it's because I'm giving you guys energy. You know, we're all laughing, mm-hmm. and they feel kind of left out.
Well, they
in
also
the mix.
Like, you don't laugh like that with me.
Yeah. They say stuff like that. Yeah. Well, how come we don't? Yeah,
You don't have a gambit mode. Give me options, girl. Let me can I play Crucible?
Yeah. So how did you get to a point now? Because you're still with your lady. How do you navigate through that?
Well,
give me some...
that's why we stream on Sundays. I go, okay, well, your Sunday stream day, honey. So she knows, you know.
And she's totally out of the way.
Yeah. Well, she tries, but then she'll come downstairs and look at me like... She's like a, you know, in the arms of an angel. I'm like, all right, yeah. I got to go, guys. You know what I mean?
So what games are you looking? Let's go back to game. What games are we going to be playing forever?
I'm playing
is
Destiny.
It 20 years
apparently,
of this?
Dude, it's so annoying. Is that some new game mode? Belly of the Beast? What is that?
No. Well, I beat, this is the thing. Last night I beat Aldrin.
Oh, you finally got your
I finally
thing. Oh,
okay. got old. You
finally got to the Emerald City or whatever it is?
No, how do I get there?
You got
to
keep playing the game mode, man. You got to keep playing the game mode.
But it says now I have to, like,
just
kill.
Finish all the things you have to finish.
No, it says for that, the Ace of Spades, I have to kill.
No, not that Ace of Spades, man.
Oh, that's not the game
mode?
No.
Okay. God.
No. Just talk to me now. Let's talk it out. So
you
what do
have
I?
To finish the missions that pop up.
So I have to go to the IO.
Yes, you have
to
do
the Forsaken Forest.
Whatever they tell you to do, you have to do those things.
You're done?
Yes, I'm working on my third character.
Did
to
you
finish
unlock
the story.
All the subclasses?
Yeah. Well, you unlock one, and then you have to go to that city and go to the Blinding Well, and then you get another seed. And the only way to get a third seed is you have to be like 550 and go to the raid.
What?
Yeah, or do a level 4 in the Binding Well.
God.
But they want you to play. They don't want to just give you all the shit.
So are you a warlock? Did you unlock it with your warlock?
Warlock and Titan. I'm working on my
Hunter
right now.
Dude, warlocks are OP, dude. They have a new... what's this reach thing they could do now?
I know.
What is that?
Well, it's a new super.
Well, what does it do? There's this purple thing. And they're like, I'm dead. They can hit you from across the map. Like, what is this stuff?
Well, that's the new supers.
Yeah. Okay, so when I do it with my other characters, do I have to do it...
Oh, that's the thing I hate is you have to do the whole story for other... I started with... You know, we should do it together because I'm working on one right now, my other one. So we can just do it together because then it makes it go faster. I know what you mean.
You have to
I was
do the
so
whole,
annoyed today.
You
I started today.
Have to do today. All those missions?
Yes, dude. It's so annoying.
Okay, can I take the gear from my
vault? No.
Why not?
You can't... The new...
Because I have stuff 5...
The new... No.
25
no.
gear ready
no.
for my
no.
warlock.
No.
So in the last game, you could take...
No. It's because you have to be level 50. No, you have to be level like 43 minimum to use some of the new stuff. That's why they want. That's how they make you play.
So you can't.
Yeah.
You can't even equip it.
Yeah, you can't even fucking equip it.
Okay.
But there is one gun you can get that's level 500. So go to one of your 500 characters.
What is it?
Then go to your collections, and it's like a submachine gun.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's like a white submachine gun that you don't need to be any level.
Dude,
you
that can Risk just use Runner, it. Man.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, that Risk Runner.
This is nerd talk. Listen. Nerd talk on Stevie Weeby. Yeah.
This is why
we just lost half the audience.
They're like, what the hell are they talking about? No, but I don't care. I want to talk about this.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Are you happy now with Destiny 2?
Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm like, this is the same shit.
Yeah.
Just a different day.
I didn't get the Iron Banner things done. Did you get them?
No, but then you had to wait 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Just 3 weeks, we'll do it again. It's such a weird thing how they've made this game where you could just keep playing and playing and playing.
Yeah, it doesn't end.
Dude, sometimes I'm playing, and I'm like, what am I still doing here?
I know. And it's the same thing.
But we're still doing it. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable. And that's what makes amazing game.
But the story didn't make sense. Aldrin turned into a
ball? None of the stories.
How did he turn into this ball with the eyeball in the middle of the ball?
None of them made any sense.
I don't understand. He put the shard in his heart.
You're following the story. Dude, I don't know what happened. I skipped past that shit, man.
I thought I was going to fight another hunter. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go one-on-one with the hunter. This guy that I thought was a hunter turned into a ball.
Yeah.
With the eyeball in the middle of the ball. A servitor.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
How did that happen?
I have no idea. You think I know? You think I'm following the story? I just want to get guns. I just want to rank up.
Okay,
this reminds me of Destiny 1.
Yeah.
When Destiny 1 came out, we never achieved the highest rank, though. Do you remember that? We never achieved the highest rank until the first DLC came out.
What's the thing we did on Prisoner of Elders where we almost got there. It's like the last level.
Oh, my God.
What was that thing called? And
I forgot the last
thing,
guy.
Like you had this poison. You had to give it to you.
No, but we thought we had completed it. Like, okay, normally it's four levels. Let's say normally it's four levels.
Yeah.
So all the other ones are four levels. So it's me, Steve, and Bobby. We're on the thing. We get past the fourth level, and we're like, yeah, we did it.
Turns out he can't play anymore.
Turns out the final one is five levels. And then when we got to that, we couldn't do it. It was crazy.
So with this thing called Prison of Elders, you had to dismantle mines.
Yeah,
it was like five different levels.
They always it's always kinds of puzzles and jumping and all kinds of
but
shit.
But here's the
now.
Thing. Do you remember you got infected with some kind of thing?
Yeah,
and then you're like, you had a countdown from 15.
Yeah,
like,
and then the person,
all right,
you
five,
to,
four, three,
then we had
two,
to
one.
Work together. God, and back then you were terrible.
How do we get Bob back on here?
He's got to buy a house. Bobby's in the middle of buying a house, everybody. Maybe we should do a...
George, is he close? Has he talked about it on Tiger Belly?
A Kickstarter.
He's starting to look for another house.
Yeah, because he almost bought it. It fell through. You know, but he wants some specific house though. Bobby wants
Mr.
like a
Miyagi pond.
Yeah, he wants a dojo. You know what I mean?
he wants a
Karate Kid dojo.
He wants an elevator that goes to the third level.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
it's got to have certain kind of furniture. You know,
what's he waiting for, dude?
I think he's just
scared.
Can't
you get a house less than the amount that he's looking for?
Hey, he's worked hard, man.
I'm just saying he could find something decent, can't he?
Yeah, you want him to get a good place?
Yeah, well, I want him to play.
So you can live in the basement?
Dude, don't you... All right, we're coming to it. I'm coming to it. How are we doing on time, Bryce?
I don't think we're there.
No, what's the time? What's the time? What's the time? He's got sets.
More good things.
Three things to get Bob
back
on.
Let's talk about his fireplace. Can we... have you ever started a fire in there?
No. This is just it. There's no. You can't do a fire in here.
That's a fake fireplace.
It's a fake one.
Yeah. Steve lives in a movie set.
Yeah, it's fake. So, man, do you think that if I keep doing this podcast, I could maybe move into a one bedroom one day?
Yeah.
With my girl.
I think you need to, you know what? We got to spread the word for people to watch Stevie Weeby.
So go to www.betterhelp.com/Stevie. Get convenient, affordable, private online counseling.
Is this
anytime.
Your only sponsor?
Yeah. This is my only sponsor for the time. We'll do that at the end. But you always have fun here, though, right?
Always. And like I say, I appreciate the Stevie Weeby fan base out there.
Come on,
you get
dude.
They're out there.
They appreciate
they're
coming, you,
they,
man. They do.
It's strong.
You're going to help me out.
Yeah, you're helping me out, apparently.
Yeah. So I got people coming to my show. I'm talking about college gigs.
They come to the show. They take pictures with me, and they come and go, hey, man, loved you on Stevie Weeby. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I've been on TV 13 years. And this fucking one-bedroom podcast is what people know me for? God damn it.
Subscribe to the Stevie Weeby Show. We're getting up there, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Apparently. Okay, let's start doing, yeah, because, dude, I'm so hungry, man.
Me too.
I haven't
eaten. Should we
eaten.
Go eat? I haven't eaten
I haven't
either.
Eaten anything. I just want to get it in, and I want to get hamburger or something.
Let's go get something to eat. Yeah, it's on me. Let's
no,
go.
No, Eric, go. You don't have to do that. Let's plug your show dates right now. Let's
I'm going to actually be in Utah this week. I don't know when this is coming out. Oh, you bastards.
Okay, no, no. But
well, next week, if you go to ericgriffin.com with a K, ericgriffin.com. Griffin.com. My tour dates are there.
And what's your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
Everything's Eric Griffin. My Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter,
it's Eric
Griffin.
With a K.
Eric with a K. One word, Eric Griffin. Hit me up. We'll talk. Okay, come to my shows.
What's your Twitch?
Twitch is Eric Griffin Comedy. But Worst Fire Team Ever is where I play most of the time.
Tune in, subscribe to the Worst Fire Team Ever on YouTube.
Yeah,
Craig,
just
that's number two. I did it twice.
That's us being terrible at video games.
I did
games.
It twice. Is there anything you want to promote, man? Or like
no, that's
plug?
It. You know what? I just like, dude.
Okay, thank you.
I just
you.
Like coming and talking to my
thank
friend.
You, thank you. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
You know what I mean?
Eric Griffin,
and
part
we're
going to
start a Kickstarter.
Part three. Oh, can we
for
Twitch?
For an entertainment
Wait, hold
center.
Hold on. Bryce told me
Steve.
To ask you this. Can we start twitching? Like just
yeah whatever.
Because yeah. he's saying that I should start twitching.
You should start
yeah,
twitching.
Yeah. Okay, so my Twitch handle is Stevie Weeby,
yeah.
or that's my gamer tag, Stevie Weeby, just like the show.
You have
so
a you're on Twitch too. I think you're Stevie
yeah.
Weeby on Twitch
yeah,
also.
Yeah, I'm Stevie Weeby on Twitch.
Oh,
yeah,
you
on,
bastard. You
and
got
then
that.
On Xbox, I'm Stevie Weeby. Okay, so shout out to the new Patreons, Sean Skellington and the Mystery School. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Love
guys.
The support. if you wanna, I am close to doing finishing my album. You could get that at Stevie. Weebybandcamp.com. It should be done, I would think, a month or less than that. I'm just mixing it right now. Become a Patreon at patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Get the inside scoop on the guests before it even airs. Rare artwork, rare exclusive music that I only put on Patreon. Wow. I'm going to put more effort on Patreon. So Mondays, right, George? I'm going to do like a little diary thing for all of the Patreons. It's just like a like an audio. Exclusive audio, just like a diary format
Stop.
Of me just talking to my patrons. Okay, Bryce, are you happy? Are you happy that we talked about Twitch? Okay, you can follow my Instagram at it's instagram.com/QUANGOU and make sure you subscribe to WFE Worst Fire Team Ever on YouTube, and that's three shout outs. So that's three, Craig. That's three shout outs.
I like how he looks like an in shape Craig. You know what I mean? Like a tall, in shape Craig. That's what he looks like.
Dude, we got to edit that out.
No, we can't.
No, that because he's sensitive, man.
No, he's not.
You don't think he'll get that?
He's a monster.
We love you, Craig. Dude, love you, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, no Little Ray tonight.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.